Your husband goes out and he sees, Scott, paper towels. I'm going to get this because they're cheaper. What happens when he comes home?
If those things come in the house, I cry. Bounty paper towels. I only like white and I like the big rolls because Pat uses a lot of paper towels and I hate changing the roll. I like Charmin mega rolls, the toilet paper. Only mega rolls. I don't like the smaller size ones. Give me the megas.
To the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
I consider your birthday really a salute to your husband, Pat Boyle, because he lives with you.
Yes, he does.
And
I have pitched the two households.
You're going past the two beds, just the two households?
Two households, separate houses.
Yeah. Okay. And we'd have no water on the sinks.
You know, we all fine.
Every door would be the bounty. Every door and drawer would be closed.
No, it wouldn't, because you'd go back to Pat's house and you go, why aren't these drawers closed?
Yes.
You know, I find all of your quirks delightful, as you know.
Thank you.
But I think that here on your birthday, we should remain positively focused on what are you going to do today? You going to go out just to a laundromat, stand around, and see if all the machines are good?
It's funny that you say that, because this morning I folded a load of laundry. And I was like, this is like, so I don't have to come home to the load. And it made me so happy. But right. I know that.
But you like to fold laundry.
I do. But I was like, look at my day starting so good.
Yeah, if I was Pat, I would take folded laundry, unfold it, and drop it on the bed. So when you came home today for your birthday, you'd be happy.
Well, and also morning means 3:30 in the morning or whatever.
Right,
like, for you, morning is a lot earlier than most mornings.
It is, yes. But I still build in time. Just because we get up early, like a lot of people do, I don't do the race around thing. I still have a regular morning at my house where I can do some things because I don't like the feeling of
crazy.
I have to be rushed.
So you don't get up last minute, rush through things, and hope for the best?
I pop out of the bed that first alarm if I'm not already awake, and then I get ready. I did spend a little extra time blow drying my hair because it's my birthday, so I didn't want to look like a dog.
Right. And could be a lot of videos, a lot of pictures.
Yes, a lot of pictures. And my husband wrote me a really nice note about how I couldn't wait to celebrate.
You want to read it?
It just said, happy birthday, have a great day, can't wait to celebrate you.
That's sweet.
It was really sweet, yeah. He leads a lot of
Is
nice
he taking
notes.
You out to dinner?
We are going out to dinner with the kids tonight. We're going to my favorite Mexican restaurant.
Which is?
Guanajuato.
I was going to say, you don't have to play.
Yeah, Guanajuato.
One your parents wouldn't take you to?
Yeah, it's Guanajuato in Winnetka. And my mom, when she said, where do you want to go for your birthday dinner, honey, and not that Mexican restaurant in the strip mall.
Right.
And then I said, that's my favorite restaurant. And I think she thinks I pick it because it's not the most expensive restaurant, because my sister is of the ilk of to pick her you know, she picks the most expensive for her birthday, you know, she thinks that's what. But I happen to be a big fan of
I thought it was over the top when your sister forced the family to fly to Paris for her birthday. That was a bit much.
The way to sum this up is your sister is Nike, your Reebok. Does that work out? Is that good?
My sister is like your wife, Justin, though. Yeah. She celebrates her birthday all month long.
Yeah.
So it's, you know. But anyway, so we're going.
It's a good restaurant.
It is. I love it.
I don't think
Dave,
you have to apologize for wanting to.
And by the way, they just got a lot of plugs, so I don't think you should pay for the dinner.
I get the spicy margarita. The spicy skinny, because my husband orders all margarita skinny, because we always watch the calories when he's in charge. But I get it with jalapenos, so that's what
it's funny, because I've hung out with your husband a few times. He's a dude.
He is.
He's a total dude. But around you, he's a girl.
Well, he's a calorie watcher. He also doesn't do carbs. I do carbs.
And he wears makeup, but other than that.
I know. Other than that, he's a total dude.
Anyway. 847, love the paper towels. Love the white paper towels and the mega roll. Thanks, I'm in your corner.
Yes. There is nothing makes me sadder than if there's a printed paper towel that gets brought to my house. I like the white
bounties. It's funny you say that, because I'm more about world famine, you know, things like that. But the paper towel thing's good, too.
Yeah, that's, you know, everybody's own issue is a big deal to them and to me. No offense to world famine. The proper paper
towel. I'd like to see this government shutdown in, but you're right. The paper towel thing's big.
I sent you guys a picture on Sunday. Amazon dropped off my Charmin Mega Rolls a day earlier than they said.
Happy birthday to you.
I was like, yes. So my toiletry closet is all these Mega Rolls are lined up perfectly in these rolls. I love it.
I thought about getting you the laundry folding machine. Have you seen the laundry folding machine?
I did.
It's and they perfected it now. And I thought, why would I take that joy away from you?
Right.
Yeah, that would be a bad idea. Oh, and it was $2,000.
Okay. That seems reasonable.
815, it's my birthday. Also, Mary, completely agree with you. Laundry is my favorite.
There you go. That's what if you ask the kids what my favorite room in the house is, they will say the laundry room.
Is it because of the same reasons I told you about when I was a kid? I like to go in the laundry room because the noise shut out my parents arguing. Yeah, is it the same reason for you?
Oh, yeah. No. That's good.
So Mary made me this great heart-shaped cookie cake.
Crack that cookie.
I love it.
Why does it look wet? What happened to it?
It looks a little damp. I'm not going to lie.
I think
it's the lighting.
It's whatever. What is this kind of material? I forget what this is called.
Oh, that's that the Klingon.
Yeah,
stuff.
The Kling stuff. I think I
forgot what
Kling
it's
wrap.
Called. Kling wrap. It works really good. It's the stuff that, you know, secures to the bottom.
Just caused the cookie to melt a little bit.
I must have had something right there.
Steve Cochran got me a card, and it's got it's one of those felt, like, thick, expensive cards.
Yes.
And it has a spa girl on the front.
Open it up.
Oh.
It plays relaxing music.
He's splurged.
What is that music?
It's like a spa.
It's very relaxing. You can do yoga to it.
Yeah.
You can...
Oh, look at the cucumber eyeballs on the girl in the front. Yeah.
You deserve a birthday that's simply amazing.
Yeah.
Actually, take this to yoga. Very soothing. Happy birthday, Steve.
That's
very
nice.
You're
that's
a very good card. Wow, this card was
$8. The first thing you look at. That's
cards
turned it
are
over.
Ridiculous. $8 for that.
I was going to order one. I was going to order one from Pete's wife, but then I remembered I didn't get the card till about 9 o'clock last night when I was coming home.
We do have a group card, but I don't know where it is.
Holy cow! You bought, and he bought my. He gave me a gift card that he bought this morning at 4:37 a.m.
I was going to buy
a lot today.
I was going to buy it last night. I ran into some trouble.
Oh yeah, thank
but
you.
But it's
very
from
much.
Your. It's from your friend Kristen
today.
Cavallari.
Yes, I know Uncommon James. This is very exciting.
That's great.
Steve, you know me so well.
Yeah. And off the air, you're telling me what a great gift giver Kaplan is. Please.
you must have learned
Dave
from the best
Kaplan.
Since he's older than
he
you.
He is older than me.
Hey, do you want to play my death song?
I thought that would
be
appropriate since it is your birthday segment. All right, so this came up yesterday, and you guys print me some text when you get a second. The text message question of the day is, what's the last song you want to hear before you die? Because there was a piece in the Trib yesterday that talked about it. Your bucket kicking wish list playlist, I suppose. So what is yours?
Mine is Kenny Chesney.
Mary's holding both of her shoes in her hand. Said she likes to feel the sand beneath her feet. And in the morning I'm leaving, making my way back to Cleveland. So tonight I hope that I will do just fine. And I don't see how you could.
That's a nice song. I don't know that song.
Listen, never heard this song.
I don't know the song. I don't know.
What's it called?
Anything But Mine.
Anything But Mine.
It's fantastic.
It's got your name in it?
It has my name in it.
Wow.
That is not why I like it, though. That doesn't hurt.
It's the first line in the song.
Mary's
Home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
that's not why you like it?
No.
Oh.
But it's I love Kenny Chesney, so there was also
Did you have a backup choice?
I did. Blue Eyes, Crying in the Rain.
Oh, sure.
Because
great
my grandma used to always sing that to
it's
me.
It's a great song.
Blue Eyes. I was looking at My Maria by Brooks and Dunn, which is another one of my favorite songs, which also has a version of the name Mary, but that is not why I like that song.
I don't know. I'm hearing a lot of Mary references in this.
I know. Dixie Chicks' Cowboy Take Me Away was also on the list, but I didn't want to go political.
What about Paula Abdul, Marry Me? No?
No, that wasn't on there.
No? Cold Hearted Snake didn't make the list?
No. Though Crazy Mary, I do like that by Pearl Jam, because that's just simply because it references my name. But
some other people are chiming in with theirs. For instance, I'm surprised you didn't pick AC/DC, Highway to Hell, like
there
the 331.
I feel like Wendy might pick that, Wendy Snyder.
Could be. 224, Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue.
Great song, man.
Yeah.
That's a good choice. If you were on your deathbed and you're like, we're going to play one more song, Justin.
How about When I See You Again by Wiz Khalifa, and as the texter puts it, and some random white guy.
That random white guy is Charlie Puth, by the way, who became much more famous later after that song.
Is the idea of this to prolong your life a little bit longer, or just to hear something that
Well, I mean, that's why I picked American Pie, because I figured the least thing that could happen, or the best thing that could happen, and it would happen, is you get full 8 minutes.
Yeah,
because
I would go the full 18 minutes and do Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant.
Oh, forgot
song.
About that.
But it's not about prolonging your life. It's the song that you would want to be your exit song, your encore, the final thing
I went with. Warren Zevon
transition.
I thought it was supposed to be humorous.
It can be humorous.
you can have it be funny.
I don't think mine was humorous. I was serious about it.
It was serious.
Well, no, Dave Bennett was actually very funny in the text chain. He said, "I'm in love with the shape of you," because that's the song he did for karaoke.
That's what he sang.
That's
sort of my anthem.
I know, and that's every time that song comes on in our car, the kids are like, "Dave Bennett's song," and they sing along. So
that's why I love this audience, from Wiz Khalifa to 815. Happy Trails, Roy Rogers and Dale Evans.
Well, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Do you have Mary Vandeveld's song, Joe? Let me hear it.
I said to him, you can't always get what you want.
Perfect for Mary Vandeveld.
I don't want to die.
Always get what you want.
Well, you're also never happy. This is tremendous.
What? I love the Stones.
I come to your service
anyway. At least
anyway.
I didn't do Sympathy for the Devil.
Are you going to go see them, Mary, when they're here? Aren't they coming?
If Steve pays for my tickets,
sure,
I will.
Okay. Take care.
That's when Mary got lost at. Didn't you get lost at?
Yeah, I got
when
lost.
You were like 17.
Soldier Field concert.
Oh, yeah.
16
yeah.
Free cell phone.
So I'm kind of nervous about. Well, I've been to a couple other ones after that. Alpine Valley, and so.
I tripped over a drunk at a Stones concert who I didn't know had fallen in front of me.
Did you find my thong? That was my flip flop.
Very 80s of you, right?
You clarified that before I could do the joke.
Right. I had to save myself. But I had a second choice for a song.
What was yours?
Forever Young by Rod Stewart.
Nice.
That
sure,
would be young.
Nice. Yeah, that's
good.
Nice. Yeah,
that'd be
that's
good.
Nice. Super Joe, did you pick a song?
You may hate me, but it ain't no lie. Bye, bye, bye. Don't really wanna make it tough.
This is a great video.
Joey, do you want us to do the dance where we all throw our hand up and do the bye 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 thing?
It's better than spitting on my grave, dude.
That's very funny. Very funny. Steve, did you pick one? Steve Krasanich?
Well, I went with the long one, To Prolong My Life, but it's a good song nonetheless. Alice's Restaurant.
You did go with Alice's Restaurant. You were kidding.
18 minutes and 5 seconds.
Yeah. We don't have time to play all 18 minutes, but do you have some of this, Joe? A little bit of Alice's Restaurant from Arlo Guthrie. Oh, we don't have it. It's so long it wouldn't load.
Steve Krasanich was late to the suggestion. He just texted it not a few minutes
ago. Well, it's not a bad choice.
Yeah, I had to think about it for a while.
Justin,
can you just sing us a few bars? Hang on.
I have to tell you, Steve, your guitar playing's impressive.
You'd probably run out to the bathroom and get something if you want. Run to the kitchen, get some lunch, breakfast.
This song is called Alice's Restaurant.
That's all the time we have to play that song.
He tells a long story.
He explains what it's called.
He has breakfast, lunch, and dinner in that restaurant.
Van Morrison, Into the Mystic from 270. That's a great song. Justin, what was yours?
I have mine. I don't know if Joe's had a chance to get to it yet, but I want to set it up.
To die to this because you'd be awake.
It's, you know what it's like? It's 3rd and 7 in my head at all times. This is what they play at the at Soldier Field or any.
What would you like to identify? Because we're not at the
Hell's Bells by AC/DC.
I'd rather begin a root canal than listen to this when I'm dying.
No way. I
feel badly for Miles going, I don't understand why Dad picked that song.
He would get it because I'd be laying there about to die with my Gale Series jersey on.
Miles would be reading a book, disinterested. Dad made us play the song
they do before the kickoff.
This is a cool idea. Dave, remember when the choir came in and did Oh Happy Day?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, Oh Happy Day.
That's a good one.
Oh Happy Day with a full choir.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool. That was the little kid who I loved. A little kid with his shirt that was tucked in too tight. Couldn't have been happier. And I said, how old do you think I am? And he said, 75.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And I think he actually... thought you were a little older.
Yeah, he was going
on the
line.
Nice.
He was cutting it,
trying to be polite.
So, oh, by the way, I got dissed by Abigail Grace yesterday.
What?
Yeah, hanging out with Abigail Grace yesterday. Now she didn't blow me off, but we're talking, and out of nowhere, because you know she got a lot on her mind. She says, "Pops, that's me." She said, "Pops, will you come to my 4th birthday party when I turn 4?" Because she just turned 3.
I like it. She's organized.
Yes.
She's already making plans for December.
And I said, I wouldn't miss it for the world. Will you be there? And she went, no.
Where is she going to be instead?
I don't know. I just like the idea that she's trying to schedule me, but she's not showing up. All right, 7:24. Happy birthday, Mary.
Thank you so much.
And
the birthday festivities will continue throughout the morning.
Yeah, if anybody wants cookie, come by 303 East Wacker, because that sucker's big.
She is Mary, Mary, Mary. She is Mary Sandberg. She is Mary, Mary, Mary. She is Mary Sandberg.
That's the one musical director MSU John DeCoss.
Can't be seen in green.
Saluting Mary Sandberg. Sandberg's birthday today.
Mary. I thought about using that song as my death song. We Are Never Getting Back Together.
Oh, I thought you meant DeCoss's version. That would be a very solemn everyone holding hands around the bed.
Everybody has to remember the words.
Yeah.
I will say...
she was Mary Sandberg.
All my nieces and nephews, they have that song, those lyrics memorized, so they would sing along at my funeral.
Otherwise, they don't get to eat at family functions.
Yeah. Hey, there is going to be a photo gallery up of my birthday festivities in a few minutes here.
Okay.
And just for people behind the scenes, Steve and I were taking a picture with the birthday card he gave me, which is a really cool $8 spa birthday card.
Well, I didn't buy it because it's cool. I thought it was funny.
Well, it is funny, but it's a cool card, and it plays music. And Justin took a few shots, thought they were all good.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Not beautiful one of them background. Had Steve's eyes open.
It's a real shock to Maureen and the family.
So then I had Dave Bennett take a few, and Dave, as he's taking them, he's screening them. He's like, nope, eyes aren't open, eyes aren't open.
I think we had five in a row where my eyes weren't open.
Yeah, so then we got it, though, finally.
If you know the comedian Jim Brewer, who's on Saturday Night Live for a while, Jim came in here once at one point, and he said, brother from a different mother, because Jim Brewer's also got the same eyes.
So funny.
All right, so let's go through some of these. This came from a trip story yesterday about the last song you'd want to hear before you pass away. Good morning. Here's a few. 270, Into the Mystic. I mentioned this by Van Morrison, Oh Happy Day, with a full Baptist choir. 847 says Ripple by Grateful Dead. Any guitar riff by Grateful Dead, you're going to last another month. 312, If You Don't Know Me By Now by Simply Red. That's a great song.
That is a good song.
It's sort of a better version is when Ricky Gervais as David Brent from the British Office does that song.
In
a video in the white flowing robes. That's great.
And If You Don't Know Me By Now sort of covers dysfunctional and bitter if that's your relationship with the people around you. Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. Well, that seems obvious. Plus, it's long. 630, I'm Going Home by 10 Years After from the Woodstock soundtrack. Mm. How about Home by Michael Bublé? It's a nice song. Really doesn't have anything to do with dying, but it's a nice song.
Or by Philip Phillips. Doesn't he sing a home song?
He does sing a home song.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Or the Talking Heads. Home is where I want to be.
There you go.
Or Homeward Bound by Simon and Garfunkel.
Right. Or Home Wrecker by the Jay Giles Band. 224, Crime of the Century by Supertramp. 630, Traveling Wilburys, End of the Line.
Mm.
847, Harvest Moon by Neil Young. 920, Jungle Land from Springsteen. 815, this is a classic. Makes total sense. Sinatra, I Did It My Way.
Lots of My Way references on the text.
210, Say Hello to Heaven from Temple of the Dog. Mm. 847, is this, I think it was a Toby Keith song. Heaven in Heaven There's No Beer. Is that Toby Keith? I think it is.
In Heaven There's No Beer.
Oh, there's got to be
beer.
Can you
sing more?
No, I don't know the song. I just know the title.
That's
I thought
not
that was a Toby Keith song.
Keith, I don't think.
Okay. Well, it's a song.
It sounds very Toby Keith.
It does sound. Yeah.
I'm with Steve on this. I would hedge my bets on Toby Keith.
This was my backup to Warren Zevon, Keep Me in Your Heart for a While. Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World.
Oh, yeah, Wonderful World. Yeah.
It's a wonderful song. 630, Since It's Your Last Shift, Steve, Chelsea Dagger.
I'm seeing there's a polka called There's No Beer in Heaven There's No Beer.
Oh, maybe that's what they're talking about.
Could Frankie Yankovic.
Frankie Yankovic.
Oh, Yankovic. Yeah, Frankie.
I often confuse him and Toby Keith. 630, Spirit in the Sky from Norman Greenbaum.
I thought you said Wheel in the Sky by Journey. I'm like, yeah, now we're talking.
See the World by Gomez. Let Her Go by Passenger. Life Without You by Stevie Ray Vaughan. Me and God, Josh Turner. Amazing Grace, Bob O'Reilly, Till I Collapse by Eminem, Blessed by Brett Denon, Take Me Home, Country Roads, that'd be your John Denver. All of those, good suggestions, but here are three more of my favorites. We got a bunch of these. And what about the Beatles? Couple of Garth Brooks suggestions, Friends in Low Places and The Dance. The Dance is a great
song. This is the ultimate. Let It Be was the ultimate. That's a tearjerker.
Another multiple reference song also makes sense from Green Day. We do have that? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you did have that. Green Day, Time of Your Life from Seinfeld.
I thought it was Dookie. Or the
and then Queen. Queen with Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah, yeah. So. Another One Bites the Dust is a song that was popular when I was young, and my Aunt Susie had that album, and we would beg her to play it, but my sister and I called it Duster Buster, because we thought it was Another One Duster Buster.
Another One Duster Buster.
So my family calls it Duster Buster.
Like, I like that. Yeah, that's great.
I'm guessing it had a vacuum reference. You know, like
that's a different text question, right?
Now, are we able to pick songs that aren't like pop songs?
Sure.
Yeah. Anything you want. I think if my serious one would probably be Ave Maria.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
That was my mom's favorite song. Yeah,
very nice. Sort of reminds me, David Tell, very funny comedian, and Steve, we'll get your tease here in a second, but David Tell talking about how when you fall in love, everybody has a song. The first time that you're together intimately, everybody has a song. And he said, I remember my first girlfriend. Here was mine. Da 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 da. Because he was at the circus. And by the way, I cleaned that up significantly.
You've been voted number one at everything. No matter what you do, you seem to be number one. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I would never say in your case that you're fired because you're doing too well. So I'll just say you're hired. You have a long way to go. Happy birthday.
Yeah, nice of the president to say happy birthday to Sandberg.
That is so nice. If he wants, he can go to WGNRadio.com, check out the photo gallery of the birthday festivities, or the WGN Radio Facebook page, and Steve Cochran Show Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, I appreciate the plugs, but I do think you're running some sort of wedding photography thing on the side, because...
Mark Harmon's engagement gallery, also on WGNRadio.com.
I'm awfully excited about the photography.
It went instantly to the popular section.
I have to say, there's always this love affair, love-hate affair with visuals and radio. But Mary makes it so palatable when you go to the website and you see all the things that what we look like, what we're eating, how we're doing. It's great. So I actually love it. It's a fun way to interact with a different audience.
Yeah, you get to see a thing you don't usually see. Yeah. Justin is really sucking up to me right now.
Yeah, because it's your birthday.
It's birthday,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's good call.
No, she actually does it. There have been many meetings where, like, this would be a good thing to do. And we're all like, yeah.
That's the thing. You nailed it. Here's how meetings go here. It's a great idea. Everybody leaves. Nobody does it.
No, Mary does.
I'm talking about the meetings.
The other meeting part. And there's a new photo Dave and I just took a birthday photo, so that has been added to the gallery.
Thank you. I was feeling left out.
I was going to say, did that come after Dave whined about not being in the gallery?
Whine. I would not say, you know when I whined, Steve, that was not a whine. And by the way, I was wrong about Rancho Mirage. It is not near the coast. It is near Palm Springs.
Well, thank God you cleared that up for our California listeners.
Just the people who were waiting.
Or those in L.A. driving around trying to find it.
From a half hour ago.
It's 8:57, and one other quick sports note for you golf fans. This weekend at Pebble Beach, you know, 2 weeks, I guess, away at Pebble Beach, there's a golfer from the Asian Tours. I think it's a Korean Tour. He's going to be playing at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. You got to see this guy swing. Ho Sung Choi. It is the worst professional golf swing I have ever seen, and it's not close. And he's become an internet sensation because he looks like a 40 handicapper, and he's playing professional golf. Ho Sung Choi. There's your golf homework for the day.
He does like a little spinner move. That's
and he
how
kicks
I
his leg up.
If we ever go to Top Golf and Justin comes, I imagine that's how Justin will hit the ball.